morning, everyone. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining today's call. Overall, we're pleased with Herman Miller's solid performance in the second quarter and the operating results we achieved. Sales and earnings were in line with our previous guidance, while order growth and strong margin contribution from key categories and initiatives again proved that our strategic initiatives are making immediate and meaningful contributions to results. Importantly, this quarter we also reached new milestones in our stated objectives to strengthen our balance sheet, invest in innovative products and strategic growth opportunities, and further increase the cash we return to shareholders. I want to expand on the operating highlights and strategic accomplishments further, but it's first worth noting that these gains were achieved despite the quarter's backdrop of mixed global economic conditions and continued uncertainty in the direction of U.S. government policy, coupled with a further decline in federal government demand for furnishings. That said, we generally share the view released in the recently revised BIFMA forecast and anticipate that slow growth in calendar 2014 will improve through the next year with a further strengthening of the economy and accelerating furniture demand for 2015, both domestically and globally. Recent better-than-expected U.S. GDP and job growth, a pending budget deal in Washington, and signs of improving international conditions, particularly in Europe, are encouraging. These are complemented by industry-specific indicators, including a positive ABI, significant commercial vacancy rates that encourage office additions and moves, and strong corporate profits and balance sheets to support facility spending. In total, we see strategic opportunities in an improving landscape, both domestically and globally, and are working hard to strengthen Herman Miller's position to our greater advantage. Greg will offer greater segment detail within our most recent results, but I want to take a few moments to review some notable highlights. Consolidated net sales for the quarter were $471 million, up 6.5% from last year, while new orders grew 6% to just over $500 million. Within our North American segment, we saw modest organic growth in sales and orders, although weakness in U.S. federal government purchases has remained a drag on overall growth rates. We were encouraged this quarter by the relative strength of demand across other commercial sectors and within focused growth areas, including ergonomic accessories, educational furnishings, and small and medium business. Meanwhile, we continue to invest in our global living office product and service portfolio, a powerful research-based point of view grounded in new insights that are already helping our clients realize greater potential in their facilities and people. Major new furniture platforms and work seating are moving forward on schedule and continue to garner positive recognition, including national broadcast coverage, print features, and digital media praise, with more expected. The new living office furniture programs are also receiving positive reviews from select pilot customers, and we anticipate the new systems to begin standard order entry in the first half of calendar 2014. Our next generation Mira 2 chair has begun to ship under limited order entry status and will launch in full or for both commercial and consumer markets in January. This positive response to our latest designs are consistent with a just-released trade magazine survey of commercial architects and interior designers, which has again confirmed Herman Miller's position as a preeminent brand for the largest product categories in our industry. This year, we were named a number one brand in the categories of furniture systems, work seating, healthcare furniture, and textiles, as well as capturing multiple top five recognition in others. Nemshoff and Maharam were clear brand winners in their respective categories, demonstrating that our most recent acquisitions were well targeted for industry leadership. Turning to our specialty consumer segment, we again recorded strong growth in quarterly sales and orders, up 58% and 40% respectively. This growth was driven by the addition of Maharam, where the team continues to prove their strategic value and operating excellence, and our very welcome addition to the Herman Miller family. Excluding Maharam, net sales and orders decreased 3% and 17% respectively. This was primarily driven by the timing of project-related business in our Geiger brand. We continue to see positive growth and momentum in our collection and consumer businesses. Our international business segment had a standout quarter, posting a significant turnaround in operating performance from Q1 of this year and completing a significant milestone with respect to advancing our manufacturing reach and capacity. Adjusting for currency translation, net sales increased 13% and orders were up 6% versus the year ago quarter. The regions exhibiting the greatest strength were EMEA and Latin America. It's still early in Europe's economic recovery, but our team there is optimistic that they can build on this momentum. Sales in the Middle East were again up nicely over the prior year, and we continue to develop plans in Latin America aimed at expanding our operational capability in order to better serve that region and drive more opportunity in the future. In Asia, we again posted year-over-year declines in Australia, where the general economy is highly dependent on economic conditions in China. Posh, however, recorded solid sales and order growth in the quarter, which helped offset relative weaknesses in the balance of our business in the PRC. We also marked an important strategic step this quarter by completing the acquisition of our Chinese partner's manufacturing and distribution operation in Dongguan, China. Going forward, this provides us with expanded operational capabilities and an established workforce of employees to serve China and Greater Asia. We are happy to welcome the Dongguan team members to the Herman Miller family. Finally, I want to briefly review two significant corporate actions we completed this past quarter that together strengthen our balance sheet, create greater financial flexibility for further strategic investments, enable us to increase the cash returned to Herman Miller shareholders. For several quarters, we've been detailing our plans to terminate our previous defined benefit pension plan and move the majority of our U.S. employees to a defined contribution program. That work is now complete, and the related cash and non-cash charges are detailed in the release and Greg's comments to follow. I am pleased to note that our final costs associated with the plan termination, both in terms of expense and cash funding, came in better than earlier estimated. We also delivered on a smooth and orderly transition of our employees that was well managed by our people services team and well received by our workforce. With this critical work now completed, the health of our balance sheet has significantly improved, giving us greater control and visibility to make further strategic investments and to return more cash to shareholders. As proof of that intent, we are pleased to announce a 12% increase in our quarterly shareholder dividend, raising our payout rate to 14 cents per share, payable in April. This represents the third such action in the past 18 months, over which time we've raised the dividend payout by more than 500%. We hope you welcome the increased dividend and the confidence and optimism it reflects in our assessment of the business and our overall strategic direction. Before we review the details of the quarter, I want to step back for a moment and comment on what we see as a generally positive macro environment for the business. While our growth in total has been tepid, we're seeing solid demand from commercial customers, and outside of lagging federal government demand, the business is demonstrating organic growth. Economic conditions are generally trending positive, both here and abroad, and the traditional indicators for our industry, including architectural billings, corporate profitability, and service sector employment, are supportive of improving market conditions. This improving environment, combined with the strategic investments we're making, put us in a good position as we begin the second half of the fiscal year.